WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios, this is Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
The following program is paid for by IMG College, LLC. Any advice or information given is strictly for entertainment purposes only. Also, the views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or ownership.
You're listening to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
It's time for the Mitch Henderson Show. Let's go live to the Alchemist and Barrister on Witherspoon Street in Princeton. Here's your host, Derek Jones.
Good evening and welcome to the Alchemist and Barrister in downtown Princeton, New Jersey. It's time for another edition of the Mitch Henderson Show. Derek Jones alongside the head coach of Princeton Tigers basketball, Mitch Henderson. Coach, welcome back.
Thanks, Derek. Glad to be here. Good crew here tonight at the IMB.
And we have two very special guests coming up later on, Keyshawn Kelman and also Charlie Bagan as well, after their performances on Sunday. It'll be pretty cool to hear from them.
Oh, yeah, psyched to have them. We were walking on the way up here, and I was like, you know, you make some shots and you get on radio. Let's go. Yeah, we're excited to get them here.
So it'll be great to hear from them coming up in just a little bit. But Sunday was a bizarre day because of really the big news of the weekend, and obviously there was a game for the Tigers, but right after that, within about an hour or so, the news comes down that Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter passed away in that tragic helicopter accident in California. I just wanted to touch on a couple of things in relationship to that. He has meant so much to this particular generation of player. You, obviously, as somebody who played the game and someone who coaches the game, you follow the NBA a great deal. What were your kind of your experiences as far as from the player perspective and the coach perspective in terms of Kobe?
Well, there's two things that stood out, and you know, first off, a horrible day, and we had practice on Monday, and I was able to ask the guys like, "How you doing?" You know, we have a lot to accomplish, but I think every coach and every athlete. I mean, there was a heaviness in Jadwin. For both our team and the women's team, and for all the athletes that were in there, I think I'm sure there was a stillness to the sort of just seemed like that's the way it was. And I think it's because we all knew him, and we know a lot about him. And now we're learning more about the other people that were in the helicopter too. But two things stand out that are worth touching on. So when I was a student athlete here at Princeton, this was 1996, I was a sophomore, and everyone knew down in Philadelphia there was this kid who was – and I remember distinctly Jerry West later telling a story that when he went to go see him work out, that even then he was the best guy on the Lakers. He would have been the best guy on the Lakers then. So, you know, he was so good at such a young age and so determined. Another thing which is really not known at all, but when I played here, I played with a guy named Sean Gregory. Mm-hmm. And Sean's a writer for Time Magazine. And over the course of time, no pun intended, Time started doing video pieces. So they would send Sean out, and he would do little pieces with athletes. He did Nadal and Federer and Sharapova, and he would do, you know, not just tennis. I mean, a little bit of everything, right? But he did this piece with Kobe, and you can Google it on YouTube, and it's, you know, Kobe gives Ryder a basketball lesson, sort of what it's called.
Right.
And, you know, we're kind of all making fun of our friend Sean, who's standing there with Kobe. But it's really vintage Kobe. He's talking about the way he holds the ball, the way he likes to receive a ball, his footwork, his work ethic towards his craft was, you know, only matched by maybe Jordan, right?
Right.
And, you know, so many of the young players today don't realize the things that they do are patterned off of Kobe, even though we miss him now. But he's had a lasting impact on the game and on so many people worldwide.
You know, it's interesting when you walk into the Palestra and you see the mural of players that are on the walls there. He's one of the players, certainly from his Lower Merion days, when he played right outside of Philadelphia. It's such a tragic situation, obviously. I've heard people say that for this era of player, this is their Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
You know, because of if you're born in the kind of the late 90s era and then grew up, you watched Kobe. Certainly from the coach's perspective, you've seen a lot of players kind of in your day. How many of them, in your view, kind of at least mention Kobe, or was there a lot of that that was touched upon when during your time as a coach?
Well, so that's a good question. So for me, it was teams. I grew up with the Celtics and the Lakers rivalries, and then kind of I'm from Indiana, so I love the Reggie Miller Pacers teams, but it was the Bulls teams that everyone talked about in the 90s. But my guys are into the players, Kobe and Michael and or LeBron, and if Durant goes to this team, they're about Durant, Kawhi. Where's Kawhi going to be? I think it's just a sign. It's just where the energy is going. They're
right.
Following the teams. But Kobe, was really, it's an unusual thing. I think Steph Curry might be the longest tenured player of any one team. Kobe was with the Lakers for 20 years. He was an institution in L.A. And, when Kobe came into the game, just talking about Jordan again, Jordan had developed this game late in his career where he would, from 18, 19 feet post up and kind of turn around, and he had all the different kind of combination moves. And Kobe had that early in his time. So really the last of a mid-range game. I don't know if that's going to come back. He's just a – and the fearlessness and the fierceness. My guys talk about his work ethic. They know about it's legendary. His 4 a.m. workouts, his 5 a.m. workouts. I don't know. I think we're just in the beginning stages here of learning about him. And the sadness is it was maybe his best years, or some of the development of you as you get older. You get a chance to not think about basketball 24 hours a day. You get to do other things, and it seemed like he was on the move there.
Yeah, and that's, I think, one of the most disappointing things, certainly, about this whole situation. Sure, I think in the early hours, in the moments of it, you heard about the basketball perspective, but obviously as the news got out that his daughter had passed away in the accident as well, a lot of the focus kind of shifted in some way, shape, or form away from basketball and what he did for women's sports and also, too, just so many stories about him helping out people that he kind of wanted to go by the boards, which I thought was very interesting, and telling about the kind of person that he developed into post-retirement.
Yeah, he was intense and maybe in a way where it was hard to get to know him. But and this is sadly what happens as you start to find out about somebody and what they're all about. And, I think Charles Barkley famously said, there's some guys that die and you're like, I don't know, I don't care about that guy, but we're going to find out a lot more things that Kobe was doing. And one thing that stood out to me was his interest in women's basketball and, how much he supported the game there. His having four daughters and his one daughter, Gianna, was a terrific player and had a dream of playing at UConn. So, I don't know, as somebody who's a father of young kids, sure, like a lot of people, I was squeezing my kids a little harder on Sunday and Monday.
Absolutely a tragic situation, and certainly a lot of people will be playing in some way, shape, or form moving forward for the memory of the Bryant family. Elsewhere on Sunday, the Tigers, obviously earlier in the day, 87-41 win over Rutgers Camden in a game where, that's the post finals game for the Tigers and an opportunity for them to kind of shake that rust off. What did you see out of that performance? It was one of the, in years past, and we were talking about this during the telecast, a lot of times it takes a little while to get going. It didn't seem like it took the Tigers long to get back in the flow.
I thought the guys were sharp, and they had a really sharp practice Thursday, the group. This group is focused on the things that we're asking them to do, and it starts up top. It starts with Richmond, Jose, and Will, and it's been that way for us, and then it's now starting to trickle down. Ryan Schwieger, Jerome, Elijah Barnes, Charlie, and then the sophomores too are starting to own and grow a little bit more. I just know that you can't force that timeline. A lot of people criticize this game. Not a lot of people, but we've played this game for a long time. Doesn't mean we have to keep playing the game.
Right.
And now going forward, we won't play the game because of the new schedule.
Yes,
which
we will talk about here coming up in a little bit.
But it's a really powerful game for us to be able to put the uniforms on. It is a long break. It's a long break for us to be taking exams for this long. So you got to just – basketball is a physical game. You got to hit. You got to get back into, getting hit, hitting somebody else. It's not practice. Got to play the game.
And as a part of that, it was an opportunity to see some other Tigers out there that we haven't seen a ton of at times during the season just because of how the games have kind of rolled out. Keyshawn Kelman, 20 points for him, a career high, 9 of 11 from the field. Pretty efficient.
Yeah, I'm glad to be able to talk about Keyshawn and others, and I'm glad you're bringing it up because our fans don't see the younger guys in the program. And generally, not always, but generally I think some of the best teams – It's not a big rotation, and for us, we've shortened our rotation here as we've hit league play, and I think that's the way it goes. And I think that it doesn't always mean that we're going away from somebody completely.
Right.
So what you see in the games is just a small group of guys, but we've got a really good group, and Keyshawn is a special player. He, you know, very physical. His energy level is through the roof. I don't think anybody on our staff or team is surprised by his output. I want to see him push through the fatigue that he hits. You know, I was talking to him after the game, and I'll talk to you the same way now. I want to see him, you know, guard and be disciplined and not give in to fatigue and finish plays. But, you know, him catching the ball underneath the basket and putting it in easily, 9 for 11 from the field, is terrific.
And the athleticism, that's a big game changer.
It stands out. You know, when I played, we had a lot of guys with arms like me, you know, and now we've got Keyshawn. You know, it's fun to have he and his teammates are working really hard, and he's one of the hardest working players I've ever been around. We've been around some great ones, but there's a fire in him that's different. Talking about Kobe, there's something about Keyshawn where when he starts to smell and sense that he's got an advantage, he gets stronger. I think that's a really rare and good quality.
We will talk more about Keyshawn Kelman and the Tigers in just a moment. It's our first break of the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports Radio 920 from the Alchemist and Barrister in downtown Princeton. We'll be back with a look at the rest of the Rutgers-Camden game and a look ahead to Dartmouth and Harvard coming up this weekend. Stay tuned. More on the way in a moment.
Cold? Cough? Flu symptoms? Sounds like you should see a doctor. So where do you go? You go to the RWJ Barnabas Health Telemed app, and you get to see the doctor right away, whenever you want, on whatever device you choose. It's that simple and that convenient. No appointment necessary. Download Telemed from RWJ Barnabas Health at the App Store or visit rwjbh.org/telemed. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
Nothing beats the power and excitement of live events like Ticket Smarter. If you're looking to buy tickets to the best sports, concerts, and theater events, all at the very best price, look no further than TicketSmarter.com or on the app. With every ticket transaction made at TicketSmarter.com, Ticket Smarter will donate $1 to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official secondary ticket market partner of Princeton Athletics. Download the app today. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets.
Whoever said that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line never said anything about the quality of the ride. With Suburban Transit Coach USA, you can charter a luxury motor coach for all of your special occasions. From your wedding day to corporate events, sightseeing, trips to the casino, sporting events, and concerts. Enjoy free amenities on board, things like Wi-Fi, restrooms, and movies. So to book your charter anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, just contact our sales office today.
Eat Clean Bro is a convenient service that offers healthy, chef-prepared, heat-and-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Our meals are made from scratch using only the best, highest-quality ingredients. Our team skillfully prepares your meals early in the morning, packs them cold to maintain freshness, and delivers them to your door between 1 and 9 p.m. the very same day. Choose from over 60 meal options at eatcleanbro.com.
23 million Americans suffer from asthma, and another 50 million suffer from allergies. We often underestimate how important clean air is, and it's rarely as clean as we think. In fact, the EPA has found the concentration of pollutants indoors to be 2 to 5 times higher than typical outside pollutants. At Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we're here to help. Call us today at 609-371-4822 and ask how you can save $50 on any clean air accessory. Because at Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we care for you like family.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to The Alchemist and Barrister here in Princeton, New Jersey, as a part of the Mitch Henderson Show each and every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. as we break down Princeton Tigers basketball with the head coach of the Tigers, Mitch Henderson. And we last left off talking about Keyshawn Kelman and the Tigers' performance, 87-41 over Rutgers Camden on Sunday. Charlie Bagan, who is our other guest tonight, hit a three-pointer, and I thought it was really cool, the reaction that the team had for him. And this is a guy, when you go watch him play, he shares the ball so effectively. How about his performance on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm so happy to see that ball go in. And, you know, I always say Charlie gives me a really hard time during the scout process. Every single day he's up, he's in people's grill, he's tipping passes, sometimes, you know, fouling when we don't want him to foul, but he's always taking he's one of the more competitive, if not the most competitive guy on the team. I think you've polled the team, they would say that Charlie's one of the hardest workers. But what makes Charlie really special is he does whatever you ask him to do. And, you know, I've asked Charlie to play a role, and it's not one that's on the court that people see, but his teammates love him, and that's what you're seeing when you see that, is an expression of, you know, happiness for somebody. You know, and what you don't see is when Charlie was announced as player of the game, you know, he didn't want it, you know. That's Charlie, too. That's why everybody loves him.
And we will hear from him coming up in just a little bit as the Tigers now turn the page towards the games this weekend. Before we get to that, I did want to talk about the news coming out today, and we've kind of touched on it over the last couple of weeks as it relates to the Ivy League schedule, that and the changes that will come about in the 2021 season, beginning with that. So it was announced today that the league will be going basically from an 8-week format to a 10-week format, where there will be on and off, you'll have some weekends where there will be one game, there will be a couple of back-to-backs, three back-to-backs, the traditional ones, and then there's actually in the third week, there will be a Saturday game, and then that will be followed by action on MLK Day.
Yeah.
We've kind of hit on it already, but some of your early thoughts as far as how that goes, because one of the other changes too is it will now return to the travel partner game being the last game, so it'll go back to Princeton Penn at the end of the season.
Yeah, I really like the schedule. I think it's we made the best of a new situation that we're all kind of adjusting to this. Actually, everybody's been adjusting to our schedule forever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we open up at January 2nd at Harvard. And as you mentioned, then there's basically two back-to-back weekends where you sort of assume the old schedule, us traveling with Penn. And then this I think, a really fun game. You know, this year there were a lot of fun games on MLK Day. So you play Saturday and Monday. And, you know, it keeps, I think, with the idea of you go to an Ivy League institution and you're there to play basketball, but you're also there to study. And we're not missing classes. You know, we're keeping in line with that. I've got the Ivy League tournament. You know, there's a little bit more of a break in between games. I think it might be a little healthier. These are my guesses. We're going to sleep a little better. We're not going to be gone as long. Yeah. You've been on those buses.
Yes.
Maybe you can play a game at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock on a Saturday instead of the 7. So you're getting a little bit more time on Sunday for the guys to get studying done. Those end up being a little bit longer weeks, but I think it's a really good schedule. I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out. And you know, we're going to go through 2 years of it and then decide, I think, as a league, okay, does this work for all of us?
And I'll tell you what, I mean, just from following the team, seeing the physical toll that can take on a team over the stretch of basically, you know, a month and a half to 2 months, I mean, that's a game changer potentially for teams physically, because there are not a lot of leagues that are doing back-to-backs.
It's not. It's you do them in high school.
Right.
And, you know, these guys have all played three games in a day in their AAU travels. Totally different. And your bodies are, you know, we have a huge team, and those buses are small. You know, you arrive at your destination at 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning after a Friday night game. You got to get up, and you got to perform the next day. Those Saturday night games are about guts. So the best teams in the league tend to do well on the road. And, you know, now it'll be maybe a little bit more even. I have no idea, actually, how it's going to play out. But I was just looking at just looking forward a little bit to our schedule. We've got 4 games in a row on the road. A nice development is no more 4 in a row on the road, which I think is a good thing.
Yeah, and that's obviously one of the big changes to it. You would have kind of a weekly breakdown where it was, you know, let's say Brown, Yale, then you'd go Harvard, Dartmouth, and that is a brutal stretch. Yeah. No matter how good your team is, that's not easy.
Yeah, you know, you've got, you know, the mileage is basically the same throughout the league, that we're all going to be traveling. You know, you can point at some inadequacies now in the schedule, but, you know, you're going to tip it off against every team in the league twice. We're going to do that again. So, you know, I think it's a good – I'm looking forward to it.
One of the things that was hit on in the release by the Ivy League today was the fact that it would enhance certainly the opportunity for students to spend more time, and you kind of hit that in a little bit ago in terms of spending more time in the classroom. And that has to be an advantage because that is a challenge during the course of the year when you're leaving on a trip on Thursday afternoon, and then, you know, you make up to your site maybe by Thursday night, and then it's pretty much all weekend.
Yeah, so, you know, you're bussing to, you know, this year Cornell, Dartmouth, Yale, or Brown on Thursday. So you're getting in late, and you're gone until the wee hours on Sunday morning. Totally different now. You're not missing Thursday classes and at all. You're not missing Friday classes. You know, Spanish, foreign languages here. Like, you're not missing any of that. All the labs that you can schedule a lab on a Friday if you know you're going to be home occasionally. Huge difference, and I think a positive one.
As we look forward to action this weekend, Dartmouth and Harvard coming in. Speaking of back-to-backs for a back-to-back at Jadwin. Dartmouth has played very well. They have not gotten the results necessarily here in league play to start. They're 0-2. They lost two very close games to Harvard. How do you assess them, and how different are they from what you saw last year?
Well, we were fortunate last year. We won 2 1-point games against Dartmouth. Both games really tight. We were down 6 with just a few minutes left here at home. We had to win in overtime there last year. I think it's his best team. They're disciplined. They've got two bigs in this kid, Knight and Rye, R-A-I, Rye, who are a problem. And Rye's similar to what we have in Schwieger and Tosan. They're bigs that are really guards that can put the ball on the floor. They do some really nice actions with him in transition. The huge challenge for us is going to be not fouling those two and then making them guard a little bit, making them think about us. We're not overlooking Dartmouth at all. It's a really tough game, and they can get us, and we know it. We're going to have to be tough. We know, too, the nice thing is those Penn games are absolute ancient history, and our goal is to be 1-0. That's what we talked about in practices and in games. Just stay on the day, and then, you know, it's really the only way to do it. And Saturday night, whatever happens Friday, you got to be 1-0 that night.
Absolutely, and with Dartmouth, you know, that's been a team that's been noted. Obviously, they've had some good inside players, some good low post players. They've also had some good outside shooters, but things are a little different for them this year in that perspective.
Well, they've got the kid Foy who can really light it up, a lefty that you've got to be all over him. But they're really a balanced inside team. They're going to the line a lot. And Knight has what, you know, he's touching the ball so much. So, you know, Richmond, you know, I think another factor and another part of the game, I mean, pretty much every single game in the league this year is going to be sort of looking at closely at the matchup with Richmond versus who he's playing, Knight on Friday night and then Chris Lewis on Saturday night. And that dictates largely how things go. You know, you saw in our game, in the playoff game last year when Miles Stevens fouled out of the game, how it really can change things, especially in our league when there's the talent level at the top is very high.
And that is going to be one of the more interesting perspectives to see kind of how things play out. One night later, Harvard comes in for their annual visit into Jadwin Gymnasium. It's been kind of an interesting year for them, another year where they have to deal with an injury to one of their key guys. It was announced weeks ago that Seth Towns would not be returning this season. Bryce Aiken has been out for an extended period of time. What can you tell us about the Harvard team that's out there on the floor right now?
Yeah, they've done a really good job overcoming injuries. I don't know if they're used to it, but the kid Zhu Zhang, who is a senior, has stepped in nicely. They're still starting 4 seniors. Mm-hmm. Kid Kirkwood starts and you know had 4 threes against us here last year. He's a terrific player. They bring really good players into the game that have played in big games. They're very good. And again, I just mentioned it, but they play in seniors. So we're preparing for Aiken, but, you know, he's sort of in and out of a boot. We'll see how that goes this weekend. We'll know Friday night kind of where he is, but they present a totally different challenge than Friday night. The way that the style of plays on the weekend are very different. So lots of pressure. You got to take care of the ball. And really like kind of a very simple but straightforward and good approach on offense where they kind of just come right at you. So, you know, yeah, it's a huge weekend. I mean, yeah, they all yeah. are. They're yeah. they're all big, but it's big for us in particular because of the time off and getting back into the swing. And then it's there's no rest, right? Like you're just right into this 5 weeks. You're right into it.
Absolutely, and that's one of the big parts of this is you take a look at the Ivy League standings. Princeton, Yale, Harvard, all off to 2-0 starts. But I think when you look at the teams that are 0-2, when you mentioned, obviously, Brown and Penn as a part of that, too, and Dartmouth as well, I don't think anyone's looking at those teams saying, well, that's a way they go for the year, that you still expect them to be a factor.
That's the beauty of the tournament. That was the whole goal, is that everybody's playing. It's a Super Bowl every single game. You're not guaranteed to make any of these games. And look, like, I'm not thinking about anything other than going 1-0 on Friday. However, you know, you got to make the tournament, and all you got to do is win two games. Now, that's hard to do when you get there, but it's some tournaments you got to win three or four games. So, you know, it matters a lot, and the coaches are all smart in the league, and everybody knows it. So Dartmouth can get us, and, you know, we're going to be hopefully at our very best for that Friday night game. And absolutely, like, the league, just talking about it as we go forward here, as I'm starting to look at all the different teams, is strong. And it's as strong as it's been. And Harvard and Dartmouth have seniors, which I think is a huge factor in our league.
And it should be an exciting night at Jadwin Gymnasium Friday and Saturday night. Before we let you go, Super Bowl pick. What do you like?
Chiefs. I like Mahomes. Okay. I think he's something up that guy's sleeve. I don't know what it is, but, you know, any quarterback that's throwing no-look passes or those little flippers that he's got, something about that guy, I think he gets it done.
That's an attention grabber for sure. Yeah. Coach, thank you so much for joining
us. Yeah, Derek,
us.
It's a pleasure to be here, and great to see a good crew here at the AMB.
Absolutely. Once again, each and every Tuesday night right here at the Alchemist and Barrister. Stay tuned. When we come back, it'll be time to hear from Charlie Bagan and Keyshawn Kelman right here on the Mitch Henderson Show on Fox Sports Radio 920.
Over 30 years ago, Princeton alum John W. Rogers Jr. founded Aerial Investments, a money management firm that offers mutual funds and separately managed accounts for individuals and institutional investors. John built his firm on patience, focus, and independent thinking, values he learned at Princeton under the leadership of Hall of Fame coach Pete Carril. Find out how you can benefit from Aerial's patient approach to investing by visiting aerialinvestments.com or calling one of their investment specialists at 1-800-29-AERIAL.
Looking to buy or sell a home? Choose the Greater Princeton Area's real estate market leader, Callaway Henderson Sotheby's International Realty. Our expertise is local, our reach is global, and our remarkable agents produce unrivaled results. Stop by our offices in Princeton, Pennington, Montgomery, and Lambertville, or visit CallawayHenderson.com to search for homes, find an agent, and love where you live.
Geico presents, oh boy, another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, I got some bad news. Someone broke into our apartment and they took your TV and your computer. But what's most upsetting is they took my water bottle. Oh wait, there it is. I was really worried for a second. Oh, they took your stereo too.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected. Like if your roommate is only worried about her $2 aluminum water bottle. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Eyes tired from staring at screens all day? Squinting at night to see those street signs? Maybe it's time for your next eye exam. Hi, I'm Dr. Justin Landolfi. And my wife, Dr. Rebecca Landolfi, and I started Cornerstone Eye Care to provide the Princeton area with a refreshing new option for your eye care needs. From free digital retinal scans to unique independent eyeglass frames, call us today at 609-919-1001 to schedule and become a part of our Cornerstone community. Or visit us at CornerstoneEyeCareNJ.com. That's CornerstoneEyeCareNJ.com.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
And subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day?
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgating 101.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
The Alchemist and Barrister is proud to host the Mitch Henderson Show every Tuesday night and is now open for breakfast on Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Join us for the best breakfast in town since the old carousel days on Pine. Back here at the Alchemist and Barrister, Derek Jones joined now by Keyshawn Kelman and Charlie Bagan. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Derek.
Great to have you guys here. And let's talk about last Sunday. Certainly, when you take a look at Princeton's efforts against Rutgers-Camden, Keyshawn, for you, career performance, 20 points, 9 of 11. How were you feeling out there?
I felt great. Coach told me just let the game come to me, go out there, play as hard as I can, and just do the little things that matter.
When you get out there on the floor, I mean, you have such great explosion to the rim. Talk to me about that, because it seems like you play with a lot of confidence down low when you have the basketball.
Yes, I work on playing down low every single day. A lot of layups with JJ, backboard on net, things like that, saying of his. But I just feel confident down low because I try to work on my game as much as possible.
How about the dunks? You have some pretty good dunks, I got to say. Pretty impressive.
Love to dunk, man.
But is that a mindset when you grab the basketball? Are you saying, I'm going to try to put this thing home if I can?
Yes, that's the mindset. Just try to get as close to the basket as possible and get as high as possible.
Charlie, how fun has it been to watch this guy? Certainly you get a different look because you see him in practice as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I wish I could dunk like Keyshawn. He always brings great energy and just tenacious down low. So to see him work hard in practice and then have it pay off in the game was awesome.
Charlie, you had a three-pointer on Sunday. It's funny. The reaction the team has whenever you do something positive is so cool to see. What was it like to hit a three-pointer there?
It felt great. It was a nice pass. I had to shoot it. I was open. It's always nice when the guys cheer us on. They don't check out of the game. They stay in it. And we just have a lot of fun out there.
It seems like, from that answer, it sounds like you're not looking for your shot when you come in there first. You're looking to get other people open.
Yeah, I guess that's been ingrained in me as a point guard. But coach just tells me to run the show, run the team. So first things first, I pass the ball, and then if I'm open, yeah, I'd love to shoot it.
So he talked about the scout team and what that has meant certainly over the years for the Tigers, and you're a big part of that. You guys helped get the team, at least the starters, ready on a week-in and week-out basis. Talk to me about the pride you take in that role.
Yeah, I think we take our job pretty seriously. We just got to make sure that the starters are ready for the looks and the actions that we'll see against whether it's Penn or Dartmouth or any other team in the Ivy League. We take our job pretty seriously, and we try and have fun doing it.
Now, Keyshawn, we've had some players on during the course of the season who have said, you know, Keyshawn, when he practices, is very physical. and sometimes we have to tell him, hey, take it easy, man. You when you go out there and practice, it seems like the way you practice is the way you play a lot of times. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I just try to give 100% effort all the time. Sometimes I might give too much effort, and you probably heard it from some of my teammates. But it's just the way I am.
Charlie, have you seen some of that in practice with him?
Yeah, like I said, he's tenacious. He's going after every loose ball, every rebound. His body will go flying out of bounds, diving for the rebound. So we see it every day.
Keyshawn, you know, your first game against Duquesne, I remember watching you and you came in, and then, you know, you see kind of a scrum down low, and then all of a sudden you have the basketball, and then you turn and then dunk. How was that first game for you, and any butterflies in the stomach for that first game as a Tiger?
Yes, I definitely felt the nerves when I first checked in. The first time I touched the ball, I traveled, so
right.
I was definitely felt nervous, and then the first possession on defense I got scored on, so a lot was going through my head. I got subbed out, I came back in, I was just a lot more calm, and I just let the game come to me more.
How about your time here in your freshman year? We've talked about it, there have been some ups and downs during the course of the season. How about for you as you see this team kind of transition into Ivy League play now at 2-0?
I feel very confident in the team that we have. This is a great team to be with. we had two really big wins against Penn, and our preparation for the next two Ivy League games have been really good so far. We have a big week ahead of us.
Charlie, you've been around some great players on this team. What stands out to you about this team in terms of chemistry and things like that?
Yeah, I'm sure you've heard it before, but it's the senior leadership for sure. Rich, Will, Jose, they just exude just an energy and a mindset that, you know, we have to come prepared and we have to be focused. And when they present that mindset, we all buy in. And it's been really obvious this year that our goal is to win the Ivy League championship, and that comes from them.
And speaking of the seniors, Keyshawn, one of those seniors, Richmond Ariri Guzzo, what have you learned from watching him? And if you've practiced, if you've gone up head-to-head against him during practice?
Well, first off, Richmond is a beast. He's an absolute beast. Just his going up against him every day in practice, like his strength, his footwork, his knowledge of the game, knowing like what to do and have many ways to go against you. Like, I really appreciate how much hard work Richmond's put in and how much better he's gotten. And he's somebody I want to learn from every single day.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit because I'm going to ask you about the guy who's a few inches away from us in Coach Jones. Coach Jones, how much has he impacted your career early on?
He impacted me a lot because I remember the first week I came and I worked out with him. He put me through a workout, but he told me don't dunk the ball. Mm. So work on different finishes and footwork and things like that. And I was lost because beforehand I was told dunk the ball, hook shot. But I was learning new finishes, and I've worked with him a lot, and it's really helped.
Charlie, we've talked about the senior leadership. Certainly you've seen and been a part of some teams that have been extremely competitive, got to the Ivy League tournament last year. When you take a look at the leadership of this team, what makes it such a help for this team? Because, you know, in some years in the Ivy League, you'll see teams that struggle in non-league play, and then that's it. They don't make that turnaround. It seems like this team has turned that corner.
Yeah, you know, Keyshawn just talked about Rich and how he's always working every day. And we see Will get to the gym early, even though he hasn't played in a single game because of his injury. He's always there early, talking us through stuff and helping us get better. And Jose has a kind of like dog mentality. He just never stops working. So that persistent work, as long as you continue with it, it's going to end up kind of shining through. And we might have gotten off to a slow start, but thanks to that persistent hard work, you know, now we're starting to turn the corner, and we just got to keep going.
Before we go to break, I wanted to ask you guys about Kobe Bryant and certainly his passing on Sunday. Coach was talking about so many players identify with other players. How about Kobe Bryant in terms of the basketball player on the floor? What did you see out of his game that was inspiring to you?
Well, for me, growing up, that was probably my favorite player to watch. Just his burning desire to succeed. He wasn't afraid of anybody. He backed down from nobody. He went down the court. He gave it his all every single time, and that contributes to my mentality, too, of just leaving it all on the court every single time I step on.
Charlie, how about for you?
Yeah, I mean, everything that Keyshawn said, Kobe's known as one of the greatest competitors that's ever played. And then just the fact that he's also incredibly skilled, and he would work to put in new skills every year, and that's really impressive to see.
And certainly he is a player that has left a lasting legacy, certainly that a lot of players will carry forward out there on the floor moving forward. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with Charlie Bagan and Keyshawn Kelman right here on the Mitch Henderson Show. A reminder, the Mercer County Improvement Authority reminds all residents that plastic bags and pizza boxes are not recyclable material. Please keep them out of your bins. Thank you for recycling. For questions, they can be reached at 609-278-8086. Also, tonight's show is brought to you by Ticket Smarter. Nothing beats the power and excitement of live events like Ticket Smarter. For all the best sports, concerts, and theater events, visit TicketSmarter.com or on the app. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official ticket resale partner of Princeton Athletics. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets. Stay tuned, we'll have more right here on Fox Sports 920 in a moment on the Mitch Henderson Show. Back after this.
Whoever said that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line never said anything about the quality of the ride. With Suburban Transit Coach USA, you can charter a luxury motor coach for all of your special occasions. From your wedding day to corporate events, sightseeing, trips to the casino, sporting events, and concerts. Enjoy free amenities on board, things like Wi-Fi, restrooms, and movies. So to book your charter anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, just contact our sales office today.
23 million Americans suffer from asthma, and another 50 million suffer from allergies. We often underestimate how important clean air is, and it's rarely as clean as we think. In fact, the EPA has found the concentration of pollutants indoors to be 2 to 5 times higher than typical outside pollutants. At Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we're here to help. Call us today at 609-371-4822 and ask how you can save $50 on any clean air accessory. Because at Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we care for you like family. Princeton Athletics would like to thank LNA Tent and Event Rentals for their continued support of the Princeton Tigers. LNA is the area's largest provider of quality tents and event rental equipment. Servicing the Princeton community since 1899, their tents and custom affordable equipment will give your special event the quality it deserves. Be sure to check out their amazing offers at lnatents.com or call them today at 609-584-0054. LNA Tent Rentals, the best in tents since 1899.
Eat Clean Bro is a convenient service that offers healthy, chef-prepared, heat-and-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Our meals are made from scratch using only the best, highest-quality ingredients. Our team skillfully prepares your meals early in the morning, packs them cold to maintain freshness, and delivers them to your door between 1 and 9 p.m. the very same day. Choose from over 60 meal options at eatcleanbro.com.
Nothing beats the power and excitement of live events like Ticket Smarter. If you're looking to buy tickets to the best sports, concerts, and theater events, all at the very best price, look no further than TicketSmarter.com or on the app. With every ticket transaction made at TicketSmarter.com, Ticket Smarter will donate $1 to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official secondary ticket market partner of Princeton Athletics. Download the app today. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Back here at the Alchemist and Barrister, which is proud to host the Mitch Henderson Show every Tuesday night and is now open for breakfast on Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Join us for the best breakfast in town since the old carousel days on Pine. We are still joined by Charlie Bagan and Keyshawn Kelman of Princeton Tigers basketball. Charlie, I wanted to talk to you about improv.
Yes.
And so in a recent edition of Hard Cuts, we saw the team visit you for an improv performance. Take me through that. How did you get involved in improv, and is that something you're still doing?
Yeah, let's see. I guess my journey with improv started freshman year. I watched my first improv show here on campus, a student group, and just thought it was a lot of fun. Had a great time watching, and I've continued to go to the shows over the last 2 years. And then this fall, I auditioned for a group and got in, Child's Play Improv Comedy, a pretty young group on campus. And so there are 7 of us, and I've been doing it for the entire first semester in the fall, and I'm going to continue doing it the rest of my career at Princeton. And, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Keyshawn, give me a scouting report here on Charlie's comedic chops.
Well, Charlie's very talented actor. this is the first improv I've actually gone to as well, so mm-hmm. It was a great experience. It was definitely a good first experience.
How similar is that to basketball in the sense of teamwork? I'd have to think that is a big part of it.
Yeah, the teamwork especially shines through with communication. Like, even though we don't communicate on, what our ideas for the scene might be, you really have to listen to your scene partner in improv. So it's kind of similar to how in basketball you got to notice, maybe who's hot and feel out your teammates, who needs help where, that sort of thing.
So is there another player on the team that you feel like could perhaps hop in to comedy?
Oh, my gosh. We have so many funny guys, Derek. I couldn't even give you a name. But honestly, I think anyone can do improv. It's definitely something that you can learn. And as long as you're willing to listen and just go with the flow, kind of, you're gonna be able to succeed. And that's kind of what I love about it.
Keyshawn, how about you?
I mean, it looks fun. I'd be one to try it.
Certainly, that's a pretty cool thing. And Drew Freiberg actually talked about how this. He thought this was one of the funniest teams in the nation. potentially. Obviously, the team's chemistry is pretty solid, it seems like.
Yeah, I think we all really like spending time with each other. We have a cast of characters that it's always fun and interesting to be around. And we get along well off the court, and that's what you're looking for with chemistry with the team.
How about each one of you, your road to Princeton? Certainly, you guys are tied to this, not in your case, Keyshawn, not New Jersey specifically, but Pennsylvania. Charlie, you're a New Jersey kid. How did you guys kind of end up as a part of the Princeton Tigers?
So I remember I got recruited by BMAC. I think it was a tournament back in 11th grade, I believe, 11th grade spring in Pittsburgh. And they were recruiting me, and we had a good relationship. I came up to Princeton a few times, and I still wasn't committed. Then I committed in September, and honestly, best decision of my life.
Who did you visit with on your official visit?
Who's my host?
Yeah, who's your host? Yeah.
Ryan Schwieger.
Oh, of course. There you go. He hosted Tosan as well, I believe.
Yeah.
Charlie, how about you?
Well, first, I got to say, I remember Keyshawn coming to play with us in his visit, and he was a beast. We all said, hey, we need this guy. For me, my path was a little bit different. My high school coach got in contact with BMAC kind of summer before my senior year, and then I came to a camp here at Princeton, and I got recruited. I started getting recruited kind of late, and I ended up committing, like, October of my senior year. Yeah.
So what do you guys look forward to here the rest of the way? Obviously, you're in the early stages of the Ivy League run. You're 2-0, and we're heading into the stretch drive. What do you think you need to do to kind of keep things going?
Well, I don't really know what to expect as this is my first Ivy League season, but I know going in we have a decent amount of momentum, and we just have to keep working every single day and just do what we need to do to make sure we succeed.
Yeah, Keyshawn said it well. Another thing is we're definitely going to take a loss at some point. The Ivy League is just so competitive. It's almost impossible to go undefeated, even though we did it a couple of years ago. But if we do happen to lose, we just got to get right back on track and realize that you got to get back to work the very next day.
Now, Keyshawn hasn't been through it yet. He hasn't been through the back-to-backs yet, but we heard the news today that the week-to-week back-to-backs are going away. What are your thoughts on it? You've been in the league now for a few years. Are you pro or con not having the back-to-backs anymore?
Yeah, I like the schedule that's been proposed. The back-to-backs can be fun for team bonding, but they're also just really grueling on guys who have to play two nights in a row. So I think the new schedule is going to be a lot of fun, and it'll be good for us.
And certainly, you know, it's a lot different. One game on a Saturday is a lot different than, you know, having to go back and forth between maybe the New York schools, or if you're going to do the New England swing with Brown and Yale. That's got to be an ease, certainly, on your ability to find time to study as well.
Yeah, for sure. Weekends are huge study times for us. So having just the one game on Saturday will definitely free up some time, whether it's like beforehand or after on Sunday. Yeah, that'll be a big benefit.
Keyshawn, have you received any words of wisdom heading into Ivy League play here as far as what to expect?
Definitely. Like Charlie said, it's a grind. It's definitely a grind. The back-to-backs, the schedule's more set, but now it's a lot more traveling. Obviously, the guys that play a lot more, it's going to be a lot more grueling on them. It's just a ride. It's a fun ride.
One guy I wanted to ask you about before we wrap things up, Tosan Iwoma. He is a presence out there on the floor. A fellow freshman like yourself, what have you seen out of him so far?
Well, Tosan is – improved tremendously. He is able to roll people into the post. If he has a smaller guy guarding him, he can score in the post. If he has a bigger guy guarding him, he can just drive past him. And he's a tenacious defender. As Coach Henderson says, he's a menace on defense. Just plays really hard, and he has a good feel for the game too.
Charlie, you've had a chance to see him in practice as well. What do you think?
Yeah, we didn't know what to expect from Tosan coming in. He was coming from England. We just didn't know much about him, but he's really impressed. We call him slow-mo. He kind of doesn't always move at lightning speed, but, man, he's effective.
He doesn't. That's great. He doesn't always move at lightning
speed. Just like Kyle Anderson.
Yeah.
classic example.
Well, guys, thank you very much for joining the show here this evening. Continued success to the both of you.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot, Derek.
Stay tuned. We'll have the wrap here on the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports 920. More in a moment from the Alchemist and Barrister. Stay tuned.
Looking to buy or sell a home? Choose the greater Princeton area's real estate market leader, Callaway Henderson Sotheby's International Realty. Our expertise is local, our reach is global, and our remarkable agents produce unrivaled results. Stop by our offices in Princeton, Pennington, Montgomery, and Lambertville, or visit CallawayHenderson.com to search for homes, find an agent, and love where you live.
Whoever said that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line never said anything about the quality of a ride. With Suburban Transit Coach USA, you can charter a luxury motor coach for all of your special occasions. From your wedding day to corporate events, sightseeing, trips to the casino, sporting events and concerts. Enjoy free amenities on board, things like Wi-Fi, restrooms, and movies. So to book your charter anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, just contact our sales office today.
Eyes tired from staring at screens all day, squinting at night to see those street signs? Maybe it's time for your next eye exam. Hi, I'm Dr. Justin Landolfi, and my wife, Dr. Rebecca Landolfi, and I started Cornerstone Eye Care to provide the Princeton area with a refreshing new option for your eye care needs. From free digital retinal scans to unique independent eyeglass frames, call us today at 609-919-1001 to schedule and become a part of our Cornerstone community, or visit us at CornerstoneEyeCareNJ.com. That's CornerstoneEyeCareNJ.com.
Here's the thing. Saving money with GEICO is almost better than playing pickup basketball. Because there's always that guy who joins your game. He never passes the rock, he constantly bricks threes, and he'll completely hack you and then put his hands up and say, "No foul, no foul." With GEICO, it's easy to switch and save on car insurance. No need to fake an ankle sprain because you're absolutely exhausted. So switch and save with GEICO. It's almost better than sports.
Over 30 years ago, Princeton alum John W. Rogers Jr. founded Ariel Investments, a money management firm that offers mutual funds and separately managed accounts for individuals and institutional investors. John built his firm on patience, focus, and independent thinking, values he learned at Princeton under the leadership of Hall of Fame coach Pete Carril. Find out how you can benefit from Ariel's patient approach to investing by visiting arielinvestments.com or calling one of their investment specialists at 1-800-29-ARIEL.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back as we wrap up the Mitch Henderson Show right here at Alchemist and Barrister in Princeton, New Jersey on Fox Sports 920. The Mercer County Improvement Authority reminds you that all residents that plastic bags and pizza boxes are not recyclable material. Please keep them out of your bins. Thank you for recycling. For questions, they can be reached at 609-278-8086. And also, tonight's show brought to you by Ticket Smarter. Nothing beats the power and excitement of live events like Ticket Smarter. For all the best sports, concerts, and theater events, visit TicketSmarter.com or on the app. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official ticket resale partner of Princeton Athletics. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets. As we finish up tonight's show here, kind of the recap, if you're just joining us, the big news out of the Ivy League today is the change to the Ivy League schedule and the fact that there will no longer be week in and week out back-to-backs. There will be an adjustment to the schedule. It will go from an 8-week schedule to a 10-week schedule, and play will begin on January 2nd, 2021 for the new version of Ivy League play. So the back-to-back weekends now will only be featured three times during conference play, which is important to note. And this is all happening because of the change to Princeton's exam schedule. It will mirror pretty much the rest of the leagues, so they're able to make that change. And what you'll see more commonly than not will be a one-game situation on a weekly basis. So you may have a Saturday game, for example. On Saturday, January 2nd, you'll have one game, and that'll be it for the week in terms of Ivy League play. And then it will change from a week-to-week basis. In total, there will be six one-game weekends in terms of Ivy League opponents. Meanwhile, you will have three back-to-backs, and then the extra week will feature two games, one on Saturday and then one on MLK Day. That'll be week three of the Ivy League season. So that will happen in the 2021 and 2021-22 seasons as we see it happen over the next 2 years, and then they'll reassess things from there. I think it will be an interesting change for sure because, as the guys kind of mentioned, Charlie and Keyshawn, it's a difficult league to win for starters. But the other aspect of it, too, is it's a physically challenging league, and that's one of the things. You'll see a lot of leagues do Friday, Sunday. You'll see some do Thursday, Sunday, and that's a lot different than having to do back-to-backs. The back-to-back aspect of it is really kind of the last link in terms of what the Ivy League was from a tradition standpoint when you take a look at what it was years ago with, you know, back-to-backs, and then whoever has the best record goes to the NCAA tournament. Now you have the Ivy League tournament in place, and I think with that in place, you know, I think it will ensure that you get really a great representation of the league in terms of a week-in and week-out basis in terms of quality of play. It's already good. You think you might see an even higher level of play with kind of those back-to-backs being eased off of on a weekly basis. So that'll be the interesting aspect of it. And as a part of it, you will not see back-to-backs happen in consecutive weeks. So that'll be another added addition. And I think one of the cool things about it, too, is that the last game of the Ivy League season will be against the travel partner. So in this case, Princeton and Penn will go back to ending the regular season. So that'll be a pretty cool aspect of the new Ivy League schedule. Speaking of the league, we kind of hit on it with Coach Henderson. Three teams right now at 2-0, Yale, Harvard, and Princeton. Yale this weekend will take on Columbia and Cornell. Meanwhile, you have Harvard obviously doing the Killer Peas trip with Princeton and Penn first. Penn on Friday and then Princeton on Saturday. So it should be an exciting weekend as far as the three 2-0 teams go. That will do it for the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports 920. We will be here with you each and every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. breaking down Princeton Tigers basketball. For Mitch Henderson, Charlie Bagan, and Keyshawn Kelman, I'm Derek Jones saying so long. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one, everybody.
Nothing beats the power and excitement of live events like Ticket Smarter. If you're looking to buy tickets to the best sports, concerts, and theater events, all at the very best price, look no further than TicketSmarter.com or on the app. With every ticket transaction made at TicketSmarter.com, Ticket Smarter will donate $1 to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official secondary ticket market partner of Princeton Athletics. Download the app today. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets.
Eat Clean Bro is a convenient service that offers healthy, chef-prepared, heat-and-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Our meals are made from scratch using only the best, highest-quality ingredients. Our team skillfully prepares your meals early in the morning, packs them cold to maintain freshness, and delivers them to your door between 1 and 9 p.m. the very same day. Choose from over 60 meal options at eatcleanbro.com.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day?
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how GEICO not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
Cold? Cough? Flu symptoms? Sounds like you should see a doctor.
So where do you go? You go to the RWJ Barnabas Health Telemed app, and you get to see the doctor right away, whenever you want, on whatever device you choose. It's that simple and that convenient. No appointment necessary. Download Telemed from RWJ Barnabas Health at the App Store or visit rwjbh.org/telemed. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.